into the live music portion of our programming, and hopefully I do switch it over. Live in studio with us right now, we have Village.
I'm not afraid to die.
Village, live on CITR. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. I can hear you too. Thanks for coming out. Do you want to quickly maybe introduce everyone, yourselves, so the listeners out there on Radioland, those with microphones anyway?
Wait, I'm Alan. I play guitar.
I'm Jessica.
I'm Ian. I play drums.
Lindsay on keys.
I'm Julian, and I play bass and toy instruments.
Awesome. And you're our Village. Once again, thanks for coming out. I actually don't know a tremendous... I know some of you, but as a band, how did it get started? Because I know just one day this band popped up and some people I know are in it.
It's kind of a funny story that we always tell over and over again, but...
I haven't heard it, so...
Essentially, basically, I started Village with my friend of mine, Colin. We just kind of did it over the internet, and then one day, that kind of like cooled down, and like 2 years later, I was on a flight to Paris to see my boyfriend, and who do I see but Al Smith from CITR, who I remember from CITR.
Yeah.
On the same flight.
We met here.
On the same flight. Yeah. I used to be his lackey, and then now here he was. So we started talking about all sorts of stuff on the flight, including the fact that we had the exact same favorite movie.
What was it?
Taste of Tea.
Yeah, Japanese.
It's not movie. Snake on a Plane or something. Damn.
and then we just talked about music and our favorite Vancouver bands, which we also had in common. And the next thing you know, I was like, hey, do you want to make some music? And Alex was like, yeah.
Perfect. And you booked some rehearsal space in Paris. spent two weeks locked up in a cave.
No, we actually used to practice in this weird sauna in my house. It was just three of us, and we could barely fit in there.
Yeah, it was one of my friend Andrea also joined us, too. But then later on, we had many more people come.
Yeah, now we've got five.
So many.
But that many. The first show we played was because Will Anderson from... Weed.
Yes.
Just happened to be putting on a show that I think a band had dropped out of, and he was like, "Do you guys want to play?" And Jess was like, "Sure." And I was like, "No."
Did you guys have songs back then?
No, not really.
We had like 2.5 songs.
Yeah, and no drummer.
Actually, Discord reviewed that show.
So did you end up playing 2.5 songs?
We totally did.
We just got on 10 minutes with no drummer, and everyone looked sort of confused, and then we stopped playing.
Thank you. Perfect. I don't know. That makes for a good first show, because some people don't remember, you know, some of the first gigs they did.
Yeah.
And look at you now. And now you're here on CITR.
That's full circle.
Oh, God. That's awesome. And with this lineup, do you think of adding more sound to it? Are you pretty happy with the amount of instruments you have?
I think we're going to experiment a little bit, but I think... 5 is pretty big already.
Yeah, 5 is a lot of people, as it is. Like, we could barely fit on the stage at the Cobalt, the Astoria. It was really difficult.
Right.
So, I don't think we'd want to have one more.
That's fair enough.
Sorry, Ben. But, if you want to try out, you
I've, but I've seen, you know, at the Astoria, I've seen, you know, they shoot horses play there, and there's like 25 people.
I don't understand how it's even possible.
You just got to, like, not move as much. You got to even, like, shoegaze more. Village live in CITR. Do you guys want to play a few more songs, and we'll come back and chat a little bit more even?
Sure. Thank you.
sometimes walk between the walls.
Village live on CITR. That sounded great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, do you still play those two songs you started when you played at that show that you filled in?
Yes.
Which one were those?
The second and third song.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. How have they changed since it started? Other than more, I guess, having a drums and keys.
I think they became more complex.
Yeah.
But that last song that we just played was the half song.
Oh, yeah.
The first time we played it, it's completely different.
Yeah. So,
we didn't have a drummer, for one thing. It's nice having a drummer.
Yeah. How does it change? Do you find that the songs that you do changes quite a bit from over the course of, I guess, a couple months?
Yeah, they change for a while, and then they kind of gel. They just mm-hmm. sort of fall into place, and then sometimes they start to change again after a while when we get bored, I guess.
All right.
It's kind of been happening lately. Jess got a delay pedal, and she's super stoked on it.
So. Awesome. You guys have some recordings. You have a 7-inch.
Yeah, we have a 7-inch out now on Kingfisher Blues. 300 copies on white vinyl. It's really nice. Mm-hmm. And you can get them at, Dandelion Records and Zulu and, I think, Scratch, probably. Scratch still a record store? Never mind.
No, they don't. They were going to do online. I think that might have gone away, too.
R.I.P. Scratch.
Yeah.
And maybe Red Cat, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
But you can get them. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And it is, before I forget, also shows coming up, maybe? I think you have a Halloween something? No. Did I see that? I think I saw that on Facebook.
Yeah, we have a Halloween show coming up.
Is it on Halloween or?
On actual Halloween.
Yeah.
Maybe there will be a group costume. Maybe. Just saying.
Maybe, yeah. There have to be. Don't you have to? If you're playing Halloween, I think you have to dress up. You just have to. It's no choice.
There's, we're also playing with Two High Crew.
And, oh, they're just hosting. I don't know.
Oh, they're just hosting?
Yeah.
And excuse me, Gothic Tropic.
Yeah,
from LA, I believe.
Dan from LA.
Yeah.
What are they dressing up as again?
I don't know.
It's some
Library
King?
Square. We talked about
Library Square.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay.
Library Square, Wednesday,
31st.
October 31st.
Awesome. So you don't know what you're gonna dress up as. So you're gonna. Oh, do you have an idea? This is a secret. It's a secret.
I had an idea, but we're probably not gonna do that.
Yeah. Just wanted to dress up as like cat.
I want to do cat memes
from the internet.
So maybe I could be, I don't know, what's it? The Nyan cat? And then
we did that yesterday. My what was it? The really the Colonel Meow. Isn't that what Colonel Meow? I don't know.
Chairman Mao.
I don't know.
Chairman
Mao. That's a lot of cats. I guess the most famous, I don't know, is Keyboard Cat.
Keyboard
again,
Cat.
Yeah,
obviously,
well,
yeah.
Lindsay's
just
me.
Keyboard Cat.
Yeah.
And we're going to play the
You're
song.
Just done around.
You can play it, right?
Perfect. That might be a good idea. Okay, so that's one show coming out. Anything else in the horizon?
Just we're also playing November 9th at Funky's with Inherent Vices.
Nice.
And The New Values. And another band who has just been decided on. I can't quite recall who it is right now, but I'm sure they're good. And also then December 14th at the Cobalt for Come Friday.
Nice.
Also, hopefully,
a record
release party.
Yeah, because we haven't had that yet, and we figured like, maybe we should. So
perfect.
We're going to try and book something for November.
Okay. Is this for the 7-inch?
For
is
the
7-inch. For the 7-inch.
Yeah.
Yeah, it should do. It'll be a fun time. Okay, moving on to, I guess, the other things. I just saw Jessica on Jordy and Brenda's show. Well, Brenda wasn't here. Peanut Butter and Jam talking about food. So,
yes.
Are you a big food person? I know Elle cooks really well. Julie and I had poutine with once, I think, but I don't know anything other than that. So, is this kind of a foodie band at all? No?
We're
yes?
Totally a foodie band. Actually,
you know, it's sad because we used to just rehearse in my house because I live in the bottom floor of a house and the landlords were away for a year, so we just had the whole house to ourselves. Mm-hmm. So we used to have these really elaborate dinners along with band practice, but
it was the best.
We can't really do that now that we have like an actual rehearsal space. Really
For example, what kind of dinner? Like, what was one of the most memorable one that you have?
We can't talk about it. It's
it's a sore point.
It was amazing. It's a secret, though.
Yeah,
but it was amazing.
Perfect. But now that's all gone. It's just
not human flesh. That sounds
shark fin. I don't know. So now you just grab a bite of McDonald's before practice.
Gross.
I think the last time we had band practice, we had some sushi going on. There's sometimes we get.
Sometimes I get a burger from the Shell station next to our practice.
Oh. I think Ina got Subway one time. I got like this. You know, if you go to TNT and at the end of the day, they have like these weird black glutinous rice wraps, and there's like random things inside of it.
At the end of the day only? Did it used to be white and became black at the end of the day?
I think it's because they use all the leftovers and they stuff this rice ball. This black rice ball with all those random things.
Whatever is left from the the buffet.
It's actually
but it's good.
Okay.
It's
actually pretty good.
I will keep an eye out for that at, I guess, at 9:59.
Maybe they do it in the daytime, too. It's just it's marked down in
all right.
the evening.
Perfect. Brand practice food. Okay. A website that people can get a hold of you.
Oh.
Trying to get all that advertising out of the way.
Well, you can go to our Facebook page.
Facebook. So that's just facebook.com/villagevillage.
Village.
Okay, village. Yeah, okay, because just a quick search on
village
might come up with other bands. Who
not
knows?
For long.
Hospital.
We also have a Twitter. It's Village YVR. Village. That might be easier. I don't
Village
know.
YVR. So Twitter, Village YVR. Perfect.
And Bandcamp too. Let's all.
But they can find it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's all linked together.
Okay. Perfect. Do you guys have more for us, or no? You guys, that's it. All right. Perfect.
That's it.
Thank you very much for coming out. I'd like to thank Irene for sound support.
Thanks, Irene.
Yeah,
thank you.
Any last words to the wise? No, other than leftover food at TNT. No, it's all good.
Yeah, no, that's what we're all about. Yeah.
Thank you. Check them out on Halloween at
Library
Square. Perfect. Village on CITR. Coming up next is Ochre with Funk My Life, or Funk Your Life, one of those on CITR.
Thank you.
But it grabs you right here, doesn't it? That's my wild child, Mr. Clarence Gatemouth Brown. I'll remember April, all the Beat Boys. Now, ladies and gentlemen, one of my favorite singers, Miss Mitty Collier.
Tired of soulless radio? Tune in to Shake a Tail Feather with yours truly, DJ Jason, for the finest in classic soul and rhythm and blues.